Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody, as we begin in maybe the most consequential week of broadcasting I've ever been involved with. Great to have you with us for Politics Over a Cup of Coffee, talking about the political issues of the day that, well, they really matter in your life. And how you can maybe use them to persuade the persuadable and help someone else get to a place in their mind that they need to change how they look at politics and, frankly, how they vote. That's what this show is all about. That's why I urge you to be active and an activist, because it's how we're going to save our republic and everything that we believe in. And yes, I believe our republic is in deep danger. In fact, I think you would just have to be choosing willfully not to be engaged in looking at actual evidence. You know, the evidence that the left says we've never presented. Well, the biggest proof of fraud we need to get out in front of everybody is simply this. No one can explain vanishing votes for Trump. Not the Georgia Secretary of State, who has refused to comment on the data that was presented in front of the Georgia Senate committee on Thursday, folks. And now the data that has been presented by the same group in Pennsylvania. You see, it was bad enough in Georgia that they show in actual county data. Now, just stop for a moment, folks, because I'm going to get into this a little bit further here. In Georgia, it's bad enough that they show that over 40,000 votes for Trump just disappeared based on county data. How can that happen? Nobody in Georgia has responded to this, not the Secretary of State. Now we find out that the same thing happened. Oh, by the way, in Georgia, an exact number of votes in one county, Bibb County, there was an Epoch Times story. And I'll have it up on the show plan along with all of the stuff I'm going to talk about in a moment. So just hang tight. An exact number of Trump votes in Bibb County, Georgia. 12,000 and some odd votes literally switched in a few minutes from Donald Trump over to Joe Biden, the exact number of votes. And now we find out that in Pennsylvania, this is another Epoch Times story, it's an exclusive, that over 432,000 votes were removed from Trump in Pennsylvania, say the data scientists. The same group in Georgia has looked at Pennsylvania. Now, there is a great piece by Andrea Widberg in The American Thinker about this. And here's the headline from yesterday. Proof of fraud may lie in vanishing Trump votes. Nobody can explain this. Nobody can explain. A few votes based on adjudication, right? That I could see, but not 43,000 or so in Georgia, and not 432,000 in Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Secretary of State has not responded to the Epoch Times story and their inquiry. Neither has the Georgia Secretary of State. But the Georgia Secretary of State can leak a transcript of leak an actual recording of the phone call. We've all been hearing about it. That Donald Trump and his lawyers had with the Secretary of State and his lawyers. They could leak that, which, by the way, probably violates federal law because it was about litigation. They can leak it to the Washington Post, who then selectively edits it, put it out there. That was the big furor yesterday. People are calling for his impeachment now. They could do that. And then, of course, the Washington Post has to release the entire recording, and you can read the actual transcript, and guess what? It's not anything like the Washington Post said it was. But you expect that, don't you? And now, by the way, Trump is suing the Secretary of State over the leaking of the phone call, and he should. In fact, not one, but two lawsuits. Folks, it gets even weirder and stranger, folks. There is so much to talk about. I don't even know where to begin. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Proof in fraud may lie in the vanishing Trump votes. It is stunning. In fact, Scott Adams, you know, he's the creator of Dilbert, the cartoon. He put out a great video on this, and it's part of this article. There's another article that I want to get to. I probably will get to it later in the show. It again is from the American Thinker. And it says, we were laughed out of court because the courts have become ridiculous. This is an interesting piece written by Robert Oscar Lopez. And it is a long piece. And it is, this man is a researcher, apparently, and he has researched deep into world history about the debates and the things that are happening in society today have happened before. Spanish Inquisition, French Reign of Terror, German Gestapo, Soviet gulags. Even going back to Socrates. It's an interesting piece because it really does relate to what's going on today. In Oregon, by the way, we're going to talk a little bit about the New Year's Day protest that many of you showed up at along with me. And what happened afterwards in the arrests and the unlawful assembly. By the way, nobody got hurt except the Salem police made it a point to be sure to arrest three people from our side, but none from the other side. And, of course, if you read the OPB story about it, it was all about the Proud Boys. Oh, yeah, they acknowledged there were some Antifa folks there who were armed with firearms also. And that the cops were keeping them apart. But they blamed it all on the Proud Boys. Another lie from the media. There is going to be, of course, another all-day election integrity rally at the Capitol Wednesday. And I want to thank again Freedom Heating and Air for giving us their paid ad time on this radio station. You're hearing these commercials, inviting you to come and show up. It starts at 9 a.m. this Wednesday at the state capitol. Is the election integrity rally, and it is coinciding, runs from 9 to 1, coinciding with the big rally, Stop the Steal rally in Washington, D.C., that apparently the president is going to speak at. Folks, there is much for us to protest about. that really does affect your friends and neighbors. And frankly, some of the advertisers on this radio show and this radio station. And I want to thank Don and Cindy White, and the great staff here at KSLM for also being at that rally. I spoke at the rally, and I made this statement. And it relates to the story I'm going to share with you next. I made this statement. I urged people to support businesses that were choosing to reopen in defiance of the governor's executive order. And I urged people to support them. And I intimated, yeah, even if you're carrying guns, you stand guard, or you just, frankly, you just go into their restaurant or their gymnasium or any other business that's been shut down, and you go spend money with them. Because the Oregon Business Report has a story that's up on the Oregon Watchdog today. It's called Survey: Small Business Can't Last That Much Longer. This is from the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business. They support not the big box stores that have been doing really good at the expense of your little neighborhood story. No, they represent the small businesses. They cannot hang on much longer, and right here in Oregon. So I am urging you, as I did, as you saw on television, and as you saw in print in the Oregonian story and others, I'm urging you to go support these businesses that choose to open up. Go spend your money with them. And those of you that feel so led, go communicate with the owners of those businesses. And if you feel that you want to stand guard out front to refuse entry of Kate Brown's bureaucrats, not let them on the premises till they come with a court order. And then I'm going to float another idea to you that I'm going to tease you with this. I'm going to float another idea to you about somebody else in this county, right? Actually, all of these counties that ought to take a stand along with us defending these businesses. I'm still kind of thinking it through, but I'm going to float it. It might get really interesting as we get going here. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. It is going to get wild. This week, folks, you're going to see more stuff explode than you've ever thought possible, I think. I mean, we're just starting to see the beginnings of that with the information being released today. My guess is that through the day today, and maybe even during this three-hour radio show, you're going to find out information that's going to blow your mind. How can the U.S. Supreme Court, how can any judge look at vanishing votes? Any person with a brain look at how it is that votes can be taken in mass from one candidate and given to another? And not think that there's a problem and that we ought to hear the actual evidence of that? I don't know how you logically can come to that conclusion or explain it, because so far, nobody has. Back in a moment with Ron at 620.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Hey, I need to correct something just briefly before I go to Ron. I misspoke about the Data Integrity Group conclusions that were actually presented before the Georgia Senate subcommittee. I said it was over 40,000 of Trump votes that were removed based on the hard data at the county level, not the state. Okay, I was wrong. It's over 30,000. However, I was correct about the 12,173 votes that were switched to Biden from Trump. And the hard data is, it's irrefutable, folks. And it happened in one county, Bibb County. I'm absolutely accurate with that. At 9:11, this is from the Epoch, I'll say it correctly, Times story. At 9:11 p.m. local time, Trump received 29,391 votes, as Biden simultaneously received 17,218. However, in the next reported time update, Trump's votes became 17,218, while Biden's changed to 29,391. In this single event, an exact number of votes were switched. Folks, this is irrefutable. And of course, you know, Trump lost Georgia by 12,670 votes. This is irrefutable. This is in the story. And now we find out this same group has determined that apparently 432,000 votes for Donald Trump simply vanished in Pennsylvania. Now, I want to thank Dave for sending me a great piece. Well, what Candace Owens put out there, because she lays all of this out, including that, well, the president is sitting on a stack of what you would call Trump cards. Well, we'll see. We'll see if it all gets released. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails again to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air for once again sponsoring the ads at their request, that they would take their ad time for their company based here in Salem and use it for the promotion of the rally on New Year's Days and now the rally on Wednesday at the Capitol, the Election Integrity Rally. Thank you, Freedom Heating and Air. Let's go to Ron. Ron, good morning. How are you, brother?
My friend, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Make a long story short, ever since Jerry Moore left the police chief, keep this in mind, he was a person that rose up to the ranks. It's interesting. You don't even know who the police chief is in Salem no more. And at the same time, it seemed like these pro-Antifa, pro-trash and life of profit man. But I'm going to tell everybody, I'm not going to take a hotel offer because I'm going to be there long enough to be there, and I'll be on the 6 o'clock flight, and I'll sleep then when I go to D.C. But, brother, I'm going to tell everybody, I just written a nice long letter to the majority whip, who would be Senator Thune of South Dakota. It is a good one. I even go through the history of the Senate, explaining what his duties is, what his Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2 says, and laying it all out, you know, and how you refute electronic changes in numbers, how you refute 2,000 sworn certified affidavits on everything from blocking people from GOP witness to contest ballots, violating the rights to be in the room, ballots being segregated and thrown away, or running ballots through numbers machine for one candidate, not changing while another increase almost 400-fold times the number behind is sad and dishonorable. I respectfully asked him to support Senator Cruz's request to have 10 days to verify these allegations, since the court is using the lazy excuse of no standing. I'd rather have electors of the 50 state legislatures decide the presidency as prescribed in the Constitution, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2, than the body of Congress, in my opinion. As a disabled Navy vet who served from 86 to 90, made 2 back-to-back deployments, I go through and explain what I've seen in the Philippines, the difference in 1 year from the Marcos regime, where a person got their head blown off less than 20 feet away from not paying extortion money to his soldiers, that was being extorted from a fruit stand, and seeing how what a democracy looked like on the Corazon Aquino, and almost it went through a cyclone to rescue that country after Thanksgiving 31 years ago. And I go through and I lay out the situation that, you know, people are mad in this country. There's a movie that came out about it. It's a true story about World War II veterans that came back to Athens, Tennessee. And they was having the vote fraud. People that want to put in for senators and stand up in Tennessee until a bunch of veterans decide to take the vote in their hands. I pray it doesn't go that way. But when you don't have a secure vote with the confidence of voting, doesn't matter, and you go through and just going to just say, go along, not worry about it, then you are on a road to self-destruction. You are on a road. He is has a duty as a party member, who I used to hold in high school, because I think he beat Tom Daschle to run to get
he
that
did.
Seat, if I recall.
Yes.
And make a long
yes.
story short, when you have the FBI, he's acting like the KGB, when you have GOP senators weakening, not just move forward, as history has done before, when Jim Crow laws was passed under President Wilson, would you rather, they'd rather not stand for the constitutional process, but act like a rubber stamp, like a Venezuelan democracy under Hugo Chavez? These are the questions that you got to send this letter. He has 90-something thousand followers on Facebook alone, my friend. Yes, you need to send a nice long letter like I just sent. I won't have time to read the rest of it, but you can look at it, my brother, on his Facebook page, Senator John Thune, you know, the one that basically called us dogs, you know, kicking bad dogs or whatever he said about it. It's dishonorable. And, you know,
yeah, it is, and it's really disappointing, you know, and it is not, though, unexpected, because this is the problem with the rhinos in the Republican Senate in D.C. Ron, thank you. Have a safe trip.
Send some to Romney,
to D.C.
Send some to the Murkowski.
Yep. All right. Back in a moment with more of your phone calls. There's a lot to talk about. Don't go away. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Welcome, everybody, to Political Coffee. If you're just joining us, this is the only hour of this three-hour show now that will be rebroadcast at 6 o'clock this evening. Here's what we're talking about. We're talking about vanishing Trump votes. The actual county hard data, the official data, shows Trump lost over 30,000 votes in Georgia. Disappeared. And in Georgia, there were an exact number of votes switched, 12,700 and some odd, from Trump to Biden in one county, Bibb County. And in Pennsylvania, 432,000 votes simply vanished. How can that be? How can you lose votes? It doesn't happen, folks. Is this enough? Is this enough to get the courts to finally wake up? They're awake, folks. They just don't want to handle this. Everybody wants to get rid of, at least in the deep state, Trump, including the 10 former secretaries of defense who are warning the current secretary of defense, who's not a swamp creature. Don't get the military involved in trying to reelect Trump. You could face... I mean, they're trying to intimidate, including Dick Cheney and others, including the couple that Trump fired, Esper and Mattis. You could face criminal prosecution
Not if the president invokes the Insurrection Act. Now, I hope it doesn't come to that, but come on, folks. Just hold on, because there is going to be so much. In fact, the Liberty Daily is reporting that the White House is planning to refer the Georgia Secretary of State's leaking of the audio and the Secretary of State himself to the Secret Service for investigation under the Espionage Act. Well, now, wait a second. Why wouldn't that be the Department of Justice and the FBI? Oh, could it be that they've proven to be nothing more than deep staters that have blocked Trump and moved against him at every turn? Nah. Secret Service. That's an interesting thing. And of course, folks, if you haven't seen this, there's this new video that shows Dominion voting machines, Dr. Eric Coomer, you know, the Antifa-loving, Trump-hating guy, admitting in a video that their voting machine systems are wirelessly connected and support all networks. Folks, my guess is today and tomorrow, stuff is going to be released. It's going to be like drinking through a fire hose. So just hold on. It's going to be wild. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I want to thank all of you, by the way, who were at the rally on New Year's Day. You came up and you introduced yourselves to me. I am always honored to have you do that. And it's frankly, it's wonderful to put a face with a name or a caller or a voice. It really is. Some of you I know, others of you I do not. And I thank you that you came up and you chatted with me. And frankly, I thank those of you who have chosen to be a part of our voter integrity project here in Oregon. And I'm going to tell you, after 2 o'clock today, I will be talking along with Janice Deisinger, Liz Harris, who is the gal who has put together the 800 volunteers in Arizona that are literally going out and documenting phantom voters. I mean, they're going and knocking on doors, swearing out affidavits that are notarized. We're going to do the same thing in Oregon. Thank you to all of you who are stepping up to the plate to help make that happen. All right, got to go to the phones, as I promised. I got Art, Tim, and Glenn. You're all on the list, so let's get started. Art, good morning. Go.
Good morning, Jeff. Boy, what can I say? I actually listened to the whole conversation between Trump's team and the Secretary of State's office in Georgia, and let me tell you, of course, the news media is twisting it, and obviously we have a Secretary of State who had no control of his state election process, and now he's trying to cover it up instead of resolving the issues, which is a real sad state of affairs. So whatever Trump can do to hold him accountable as a public official for not doing his dang job, most definitely more power to him. And
well,
of course,
I mean the fact that Trump now is suing Raffensperger personally for leaking these calls, and that he may refer, I find it interesting, Art, that he may refer, that's the story, Raffensperger to the Secret Service for a violation of the Espionage Act. Now, that's something, that's not the executive order, that's not anything else, Art. That's a very novel direction, and it tells me they have some evidence of this. But to your point, there's a story in the Gateway Pundit that Raffensperger and the governor of Georgia, Republicans, knowingly certified the elections, the results, knowing that 460,000 ballots were missing the legally required chain of custody documentation. Now, why hasn't a court looked at that and said, wait a second?
Well, here's the thing, and I'm really, as an American citizen, you know, I'm pissed off that our president isn't allowed his constitutional rights to appropriate due process. The courts are denying the evidence to be put in to the record. And, our Constitution is getting tread over and over again. And these damn swamp dwellers, like Romney, Cotton, Cornyn, who are senators who have said, hey, nothing to see here. Let's move along. Well, let me tell you, Jeff, not only is our right to due process, our First Amendment rights being trampled all over. You know, I heard this morning that Iran is now, doing more concerning their nuclear bomb and stuff. And that's going to get worse under Biden. Why in the hell aren't these senators fighting for our country? Because we're going to hell in a handbasket, Jeff.
Well, some of them are. And I'm going to let you go, Art, because I got to move on to Tim and Glenn. One line will be open, 503-589-1220. So some are. You saw over the weekend Ted Cruz and 10 other Republican senators, in addition to Senator Josh Hawley, have now said that they're going to challenge the results unless there's an election commission put together. So they set aside the election results for 10 days. They put together an election commission from the Democrats and the Republicans and members of the Supreme Court, just like they did in the 1870s. And they look at the fraud. Now, I mean, this is a big deal. I think it's a pretty good idea, actually. It buys us time. All right, got to go back to the phones to Tim. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts?
Good morning. I'm just going to pick one of the topics that you talked about. Small business. Well, we've got the small businesses that are going to have the gross receipts tax. Number two, I've been getting lots of text messages from the on the election from Georgia, and they'll take $5 to $10. Can you imagine that? So, where is our Republican Party in Oregon? Why aren't we asking for money and putting together a program? Now, let's talk about Trump for a minute.
Quick update to you.
Yes.
I have just found out as of yesterday, Tim, that in fact the Oregon Republican Party is doing that, that they are trying to put together a team, and that apparently they have some money. I'm not sure it's from Oregon. It may be national money that can come in and help. So apparently the Oregon Republican Party is trying to do something here.
Okay, well, I'll buy into that when I see it in a text message. Now, the second thing with Trump, I can't imagine why the people in Oregon aren't supporting Trump. We have Trump's impact on the stock market. That's what PERS invests in for retirement. So the public employees should like that. The public should like that because it helps take away the shortfall that's in the program. So the public employees should do that, and the public should be excited about that. The nice thing about talking about what Trump is going to do and the surprise and everything is because that means we don't have to do anything.
Well, all right, so good point. This is why everybody needs to be showing up on Wednesday in the state capitol, because we need to do something rather than just relying on Trump to do it all. That's why we're putting together this voter integrity project. Thank you. I'm back in a moment with Glenn.
That's not poverty. Hey, dear believers,
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, folks. We've got 3 hours today, of course. First hour almost done in a moment. We're going to go to Glenn. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff, 1220.am. I'm going to get to the email that Dave sent me from Candace Owens and her intimation that Trump has a whole bunch of interesting things, Trump cards, if you will, to drop on us, plus a whole lot of other things. About this election fraud. My worry is that all of this is too little too late. That's my worry. And that's why I urge all of you to pray. And I mean it. And then be active. We've got to stand together, folks. We either hang together or we hang separately. That great line from the Revolutionary War. And it's true. It is so true. But the Epoch Times, by the way, has the most comprehensive list of fraud allegations I have seen. I mean, it is stunning. And I am going to put that link on the show plan that will be on my Facebook page. I mean, it is the most comprehensive stuff that you could imagine. And it's great data, or it's great information for you to give to others. Now, Tim made a point. And this is so true. And you know what Tim's point was? Here we are. We're relying on Trump and lawyers and Linwood and Sidney Powell to drop the Kraken and all of these things, right? These lawsuits. And it absolves us of any responsibility for this. And I think he's right. We can't do that. We have to take action. That's why prayer is so important. And secondly, is doing things. And one of the things you can do is come to the rally Wednesday. Thank you, Freedom Heating and Air, for helping sponsor that message. But secondly, be involved in our data and integrity project. We're just kicking it off, folks. It starts in Polk County, but it's going to expand, believe me, to a lot of things. And that's why we're having this phone call this afternoon with Liz Harris from Arizona, who's put together this incredible effort of grassroots volunteers who get trained and go out and document the phantom voters in Arizona. Because you know what? We know they exist in Oregon. We just need to go find them. And how often they've actually voted. Let's go to the phones to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
So interesting day on New Year's.
So well, wasn't it?
It was a lot of people getting a lot rained on and everything else to get their voice heard. And looking at the nice leisurely area that the governor lives in, the nice comfy little spot. But if things go the way they are, I think all foreign investors will probably be owning all of that because of all the debt of the counties, the cities, the states, the federal government, all of them. It's just unreal. But my big thing I wanted to cover was Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, and all of them dishing on Trump coming from Republican side of the world and how corrupt perhaps the Republican side of the world has been for the last 20 years. In reality, Bush was interesting. That's for sure. His family and the things they did and what they were promoting and not promoting. Remember, America dumped the Bushes when they took the new president and his administration, Obama, because they were so fed up with the Bush family. But look at these people flipping on the president. They don't want him to use any of those executive orders, none of them, because they probably know he's not going to win in the courtrooms, and that's That's what Larry Klayman is saying. There's not going to be anything going to any judges that's going to get a fair shake at all, period. To extend 10 days and get them to look at something, another committee, like you're kind of thinking, Jeff, I don't think that's going to do nothing but burn up 10 days. And by the time the president even wants to even think about putting out two executive orders, and it'll take both of those executive orders at that point in like 4 days before Biden and his administration take the seat at the White House. It's looking like you're saying very iffy, very iffy.
Well, it is. And this is why, in fact, there's a story on the Liberty Daily here that they just put up, Glenn, just moments ago. And it says how the Pennsylvania vote removal report is the game changer that Congress has to see before January 6th. Stuff like that has got to come out today and tomorrow. In fact, the more that it comes out today, especially in Georgia, will play into how Georgians vote tomorrow. And you know, Trump is going there tonight, right, Glenn? He's
right.
Got to inspire Republicans to show up on game day, which is tomorrow, and vote for these two candidates. He has got to do that. We can't lose these two seats. Now, even if we win, Glenn, there's the danger that this corrupt machinery of Dominion voting machines, that those votes will be changed, just like they were for Trump. And in fact, there's a story that also just broke. The Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, is caught on tape begging for illegal Chinese votes when he was appointed by the legislature to become Secretary of State. This is prior to that. It's stunning. No wonder he won't do anything.
No, that's
You're right.
It's about who's cramming the cash in their pockets. There's so much treasury money to go around to all of these, even Rumsfeld. Come on, why is Rumsfeld and Cheney so concerned about what's going to happen? What, because of the money they might miss, or they're going to not make their mortgage payment? Come on, let's get down to their brass tacks. The money taken out of our payroll and given to those people. Well, I don't care if they lose their houses. Some of us probably lose some of ours and businesses. I don't care. But they're sure going for their back pocket and for the chain of how the money comes from through the payroll system into the states and counties and the federal government, and then goes to all these quacks from all these alphabet soup agencies. The United States is run by agencies. Come on.
Well, it
the
is.
The president
exactly.
Can't even shake them.
Staters. Glenn, thanks for your comments. Rebecca, you're going to have to hang on through the top of the hour break, folks. Lots more, including the Candace Owen recitation of what Trump might be doing. Two more hours to go. Stick around, won't you? 7 o'clock.